before the war in Bosnia, I really had no idea the difference between myself and my friends and neighbors until the war started. And all of a sudden, I became different to them. All of a sudden, I was this so-called Muslim. And I was not raised in a very religious family. They were actually atheists. And so we did not practice any religion. We did not. So I was not really sure what was going on when the war started. All of a sudden, I was being identified, sort of like labeled as this person that should not belong there for some reason, just because I had a Muslim name, although we didn't practice and we're not religious. So I still did not understand the difference between us. We all looked alike. It took me, even to this day, and that was 20 years ago, actually, this year, I still don't understand what brought up that conflict and why we as humans think that one group is better than the other. I still can't understand that concept, and I'm strictly against it. And I try to raise my children to be respectful of everybody's culture, ethnicity, color of skin, and not even to notice those differences, just to look at them as human beings. At that time, I was 13 when the war broke out in Bosnia, and I lost both of my parents and several other family members in the war just because they had Muslim names. That was the only thing. And I still could not understand. And for a very long time, I was angry and I was frustrated. And I didn't understand why human beings, how they can stoop to such low levels and commit such heinous crimes. And just because... And how people can be manipulated into thinking that they're better than somebody else. How it was like this mass hysteria took over, and all of a sudden your neighbors ceased to exist to be your neighbors, and they woke up and they became something else, you know, that I could not recognize anymore. And what was most horrifying about this is that all the crimes were committed by first neighbors. It's not that some groups came in from outside and committed the crimes. No, these crimes were committed by first neighbors who you lived with, went to school with, and went to work with, and shared your life with, and they committed these crimes. Now, their children are grown-ups, and, you know, it's their responsibility to try to change that.